Then it will be mashma that even if she says no, still the kedushin is good. Like the ratio is, if Bishas, he gives her the money though, Bishas, the sinner, the most, he speaks out and says, I'm giving it to you, Lashem Kedushin, then it's Shes Mekadeshes. Mashma, whether yes or no, she's Mekadeshes. Since Ula Rotsa so means, she says no, so how could you say here, when she's saying no, she's still married? It doesn't make any sense. Kiyom Allah, Nami Yad Kedushin, am I? Vakom Allah, she's saying no. Ella doesn't have to mean like this. Loi Rotsa so di Yomrin. El Alav doesn't mean Rotsa di Yomrin. True. When she agrees, she says yes. But Loi Rotsa, you know what Loi Rotsa means? Tiyashtika, Mishtaka, Stan, she keeps quiet. So then it's very good to Brisa. So we see a difference that if Bishas, the man, is giving her the money, right now he tells her that this money is not for Pikodin, but it's for Kedushin and she takes it, then we say even though she keeps quiet, that's a Kedushin. Because Bishas, she's accepting it, she knows she's accepting it for Kedushin. But if she first accepted it to be a pikodin, and then later the man says, I want to marry you with it, and she just keeps quiet, it'll be ain't a mekadeshes. We do not see that she's agreeing. The fact is called the shtika li'acha matnois. Shema minav, here it's a proof that shtika li'acha matnois, v'loi klomi. Anytime she keeps quiet after she already received the money, it's not worth anything. Koshuba befum nahara mishmei derav huna bred remishua. They ask the question like this. Me dummy is one like the other. Hosem the terrorist pikodin yavinan alei. Over here, the husband, the man, first gives it to her for pikodin. So Avruah, she thinks like this. Isha din aluhu, if I throw it away and mitzvah and it breaks, mechayvonabuhu, I'll have to pay him for it. So therefore, she's afraid like to throw it away. So therefore, we say that by not throwing it away, she's enim kadeshis. But hoch over here, the terrorist kadushin yavinan alei. Over here, the man now is telling the wife, even though I first gave you this mat, but now I see it's not worth the Shem of fruit. So I'm telling you, the money inside is Lashem Kedushin. So now it's up to her. If you're going to tell me now that she does not want to be married to him, Lishadinu, why doesn't she throw it down? Like over here, for sure, the svar should still be like you were saying before. That since she's keeping quiet, Lachura, that's the svar, she's accepting the Kedushin. Because here, if she would not want the Kedushin, let her throw it back. The man said, listen, the mat I gave you, true, that's no good. But inside this four zuz, I want to marry you with that. So, normal, if Isha doesn't accept it, she should throw it back. The fact she's not throwing it back, that alone should be a proof that she wants it, Lashem Kedushin. Bishleim over here by the Pikodin, since first she accepted it for Pikodin. And now what happens? He says later, I want to marry you with it. So here she's afraid to stop throw it back at him. Because if she would throw it back at him, listen, up until now she had a pikodin, she'll be chayiv to pay him for the breaks. So therefore we say that not throwing it down is no proof. Mashenkin, here she should have thrown it down. Since she didn't throw it down, that should be a proof that she's accepting the kedushin. That's one question. Porach Rabacha. Rabacha asked the question back. Ato kuli nasha dina gemira. Do all the ladies know the halacha? Like hachinami sav what they think. No, the ladies by Kedushin also do not know this halacha. And they're also, that's the terrorists, they're also afraid to throw the money down. Because what happened here? The man is saying, take these dollars zuz for Kedushin. The lady is afraid though, that true, maybe she doesn't want to be married to him. So what are we saying though? If she doesn't want, she should throw it down. But she's also afraid that maybe if I throw it down, it'll break, and maybe he'll make me pay for it. So therefore she's afraid to throw it down. So what does she do? She stands, keeps quiet. But that's what we're saying though, the fact she keeps quiet, that does not show to us that she wants Kedushin. So we're still afraid maybe she does not want to get married to him. Therefore, Shtika li'acha matan mois is enema kodeshes. Yochanan Yisavru, she thinks, Isha dinulu mitzvah, if I throw it down and it breaks, mechavinu v'yachu yusayu, I'll be chayat to pay, I'll be chayat to pay the chrayas. Therefore, we're saying the svara Shtika li'acha matan mois is enema raya, we do not know if she wants the Kedushin or not. Alright, we'll stop here. You're holding off Yud Gimel Amar Aleph. Mora says, Sholcha Ravacha Barav Lekaime de Ravina Kai Kavna Mai. What would be the loch in such a case? Such a case means this last case we just had yesterday, last Gemara, was the case where it was a Shtika Liachan Matin Mois. Last case here was where the man was Mekadisha with the mat. that was not worth a Shavapruta, and then after he gave it to her, we found out that inside it was Dalet Zuzim, there was a Shavapruta. So the question is, she first found out about it later. So that's called the Shtika Liyacha Matin Mois, is Shemukadesh Sonat. So he asked him, what's going to be the loch in such a case? Sholach Lei said back to him like this, Anan Os, we did not hear what Rav Huna Bredi of Yeshua said. That he asked her for a question, he wanted to say that she should not be Mekudeshes. Again, I mean, Rav Huna Bredi of Yeshua, he was the one that asked the question that says maybe she would be Mekudeshes. In other words, he asked the question when it was given over to her, Tikadoin, then we say she does not take the Shem Kedushin. But maybe over here where it was given the Shem Kedushin, maybe she should be Mekudeshes. That was his question. See, said Taka, in such a case, we have to be afraid. There is a Kabbalah Lekedushin, so she is married. So he said like this, you heard it from Rav Huna Bredi of Yeshua, so osan de shmilachu choshulo. You that heard from him, you have to be choshish. You have to be afraid, maybe she is married. He says, I did not hear like that, I don't hold like that. But you that hold that for Akasha, you have told to say that maybe she is Mekadeshis, and therefore she accepts from somebody else, the Kedushin won't be a good Kedushin. And the Rashi says, Choshla means the Yatzichu Gita, and you will have to, she should receive a get in such a case. In other words, that's the case where you first married her and you gave her something that's not worth a Shevapruta. And then afterwards you told her you should know, but inside it is something worth a Shevapruta. So the question is, a shtika later, is that called like she's makabel the Kedushin or not? So it's not like his first, the Gemara said, it's not considered. And then he asked the kasha to say, no, you can't bring a proof from a pikadin to over here, that over here, since she's accepting it, she's still keeping it, it's l'shem kedushin. So that's what Gemara says, if you hold like that, so therefore she has to receive a get. We have to be afraid maybe she's really mekabel it l'shem kedushin. How the Gemara says that he used to say there was a lady to be called Mizavno Vashri. She was selling, on the side it says, chavilas meshi, pieces or bundles of silk. That's what she was selling. Also, who gavra, a man came, chotof vashcha minei, the man stole it, grabbed it away from her. A man came and grabbed away her silk. Omrole, so she said to him, hovan ali, give it back to me, it's mine. Omalo, so the man said to her, ihivna lecho, if I give it back to you, mikadeshesli, will you be married to me? So she kaltia, she took it, v'yishtika, and she kept quiet. So the question is now, what does she mean here? The fact she kept quiet, is she taking this l'shem kedushin or not? The Yomer Rav Nachman said, you should know, yechoyla l'meimah, she has a right to say back, in shakli, true I took it from you, but for the di shakli, what I took back was my own thing. In other words, I did not mean to accept it l'shem kedushin. So in such a case, he meant to say, she's einam kedushis. Even though she took it stam, she didn't speak out, but she has a right to say, I only took back my own silk, and I did not mean to be married to you. That's what Rav Nachman holds. So this the Gemara asks, why? Eisvei Rav Rav Nachman. So Rav asks the question, that's Rav Nachman. It says, Alocha, Kitra Begezel. If a man wants to marry his wife and give her something that he stole, Kitra Begezel, or the Chomis. Chomis means you force the person to sell it to you. You grab it, but you give him money for it. That's called chomis. Or the geneva, you made a geneva, the person didn't see you. Or shechotav seller miyodo. Or else in the case where you grabbed away a seller from her hand. She was holding money, her own money. And the man came and grabbed it away from her. And now he goes and gives it to her, l'shem kedushin, v'kitcho, here it says, mekudeshes. So here we see that when you give it to her and she accepts it, we say the pshat is like she's being meichel, as if to say like she's being mocked and saying, okay, I let you like keep the seller, so now it belongs to you, and then when the man gives it back to her, he's giving her something, l'shem kedushin. So we say she is mekudeshes. So how come Rav Nachman says not like that? Is it the same case? Here where the man went and grabbed away her silk, and he said to her, I'll only give it back to you if you marry me. So why don't we say also what she means by accepting it is, that true, I'm going to be machner to you. I'm like, be meichel, I'll let you keep it, I'll let it be your silk. And now when he gives it back to her, he's giving it to her l'shem kedushin. So we should say, she is married. How come Rav Nachman said, there's no kedushin? So Gemara says, I'll tell you there's a difference. Rav Nachman answers, Hosam b'dishadich, that there's a difference. If that is shidduch means, if they spoke about getting married beforehand, like she agreed to get married to him, and now he goes ahead and grabs away her money, and then he gives it to her l'shem kedushin, there we say, when the wife, when she accepts it, what she means to say is that she's meichelet, and she says, okay, I'll consider as if I'm matna, I'm letting you keep this money, and therefore now when he gives it to her, l'shem kedushin, it's considered like he's giving something from his own. But the case of Rav Nachman, where this man grabbed away her silk, here we say she's Einam Kadeshes, because they did not have Shidduchim before. They did not speak about getting married before. So therefore now, when the wife takes it, she has the right to say, in Shakli, Udidi Shakli, that's what I'm accepting this, because I want back my own silk, but I do not want to marry you. So Mor says now, Minot Taimra, how do we know, how does Rav Nachman know to say this? Tishoni Lon, that there should be a difference, Dein Shodduch Udaloi Shodduch, whether they spoke about getting married before, or they did not speak about getting married, the Tanya, because we learn like this, Oh my Lord, if a man says to the lady, Konsi Sela Zu, take this Sela, Shani Chayiv Lechi, that I owe it to you. In other words, she once lent him some money, and now he's telling her, take this Sela that I owe you. V'choza V'yomalo, and then the next minute he tells her, his Kachali boy, listen, I want to get married to you with this Sela that I'm giving you. So now it depends. Bishas Matin Moyes, if Bishas he gives over the money to her right now, he tells her this. So Rotasa Mikudeshis, if she accepts it, it's Kedushin. Loi Rotasa, like we'll soon see what that means. If she says no, we see she doesn't want it. So Einam Mikudeshis, then she's not married. But what about Liacha Matin Moyes? Let's say first the man gave her the money and said, listen, I owe you a seller. Here's the seller that I owe you. And she took it. And later, after she has it, now the man tells her, I want to get married to you with that seller I gave you. Now we say, Afilu Rotzeso. Even if she accepts it, she's nicha to be married to him, but Einam Kedeshes. There's no Maisa Kedushin. The man did not give her Kesel Kedushin. What the man gave her was the Chayv, the money that he owed her, not L'shem Kedushin. Now the question is, my Rotzeso or my La Rotzeso? What does it mean that she wants or she doesn't want? What does it mean, rotzitza? Elaim, if you want to tell me, rotzitza diyomra in, when she agrees, when she wants to be married, means she speaks out and says, yes, I want to be married to you. And lo rotzitza means diyomra loi, that she speaks out clearly and says, no, I do not want to be married to you. Or so, ho ishtika, mashma, if she would just be quiet then, have a kedushin, then you want to tell me she would be Mekudeshes. It's only Loi Rotzeso, where she says clearly no, then it's Einam Mekudeshes. But it's only Stam, you want to tell me then she would be married. So the Gemara asks, V'nisni Mekudeshes Stam? So why doesn't it say this Chiddush then? It should have said that Minastam, she's Mekudeshes, like Rashi says. Lo Yitzrach Leflugin. You don't have to make a difference then, Lameima, the Chiyomra, Loi, Einam Mekudeshes. Because everybody knows that. Like if you tell me when she accepts it menastam, she just keeps quiet, it's l'shem kedushin, so that's all you had to say. That in a case like this, when she accepts it, if b'shas matin mois, we say she's mekudeshes. Because that everybody knows, that if she says no, she's not married. Everybody knows that if she says no, you can't marry her by force. So that if erotisa, if shtika is also good, so it should have said that. So it has to be that shtika alone is also no good. The Elo, the Pshat is like this. Rotitza di Yomrin. True. If she says she agrees, she's accepting it now, L'shem Kedushin, then she's married. But Loi Rotitza, you know what that means? Di Ishtika. That means just as she keeps quiet. And still, so in other words, if she keeps quiet now, it says now, what? V'katoni di Einam Kedeshes. We say here she's not married. So what happened here? The man gave her this money first to pay her up for the money he owed her. But right now, Bishas is giving her the money, just then he changes the money, he told you, Shinoh, I want to give it to you, L'shem Kedushin. So it says here, she keeps quiet, we say, Einam Mekudeshes. The question is, why? My time, what's the reason, why do we say, Einam Mekudeshes? Because Yechol Lameima, she could answer back and say, in Shakli, true, I accepted it from you. But Udidi Shakli, I'm accepting my own money. In other words, you owe me this seller, I lent you this seller last week. And now you're telling me you're paying me back the seller. So really it's like my seller. He said right away, but I want to marry you now with this money. We say, so what? Shafat, she kept quiet. She didn't say anything. She has a right to tell us that she did not mean it l'shem kedushin. She only meant to accept back her own thing. So, kashahach, the kitchen begezel of chomis, or begneva, or shechotev selam yodav, the kitchen mekadeshes. So that's the sword over here. It's a steer to this halacha. Here it says that if the man stole something, or even if he grabbed a seller away from her, and then he gives it back to a l'shem kedushin, we say she is mekadeshes and minastam. And here we do not say that she has a right to argue back and say, what do you mean I'm married to you? You gave me back this seller that you grabbed from me. You know why I accepted it? I accepted it because it's my own. In shakli, the di shakli. Here we don't say that. Here we say when the man grabs away her seller, and then he gives it back to her and tells her, I want to marry you with this seller, and she accepts it, stam, she just keeps quiet, we say mekudeshes. So it's a stira. Here you see when she accepts it by being quiet. We say she means to accept it, l'shem kedushin. So how can you say over here, where the man comes first with the seller and says, listen, I owe you the money, here's the money that I owe you. And then right away, while he's giving it to her, he tells her, but listen, I want to marry you with this money, and she takes it stam, so why do we say in the Mekadeshes? It's the exact same svara where the man stole the money from her, and now was giving it back to her, and telling her, I'm giving it to you, l'shem kedushin. So it's a stira. If she accepts it minastam, is it l'shem kedushin or not? Say, elulav, isn't it? Shema min of here, it should be a proof that the difference of the two is, hodishodich, hodilashodich. The difference is, did they first have shaduch, it means did they first talk about getting married? If they spoke about getting married first, and then this man goes and grabs away her money, and gives it back to her l'shem kedushin, and she accepts that she's quiet, then we say she's accepting it l'shem kedushin. But where they did not speak about getting married before, now if a man stam comes and first gives her back the money that he owes her, and then he tells her, I want to marry you with this money, here we say, ain't a mekadeshes. So that's the proof for Rav Nachman that there's a chilek between b'dishodach and b'dishodach. Then the Gemara says, kinach nafshed Rabasi. When Rabasi was nifta, when he died, Ailu Rabbonin, the Rabbonin came together, l'noktinu l'shmaititei, to like bring all his learnings together. They wanted to compile all the learnings that Rabasi taught them. So Omalayhum Rabbonin, one of the Rabbonin said, Rab Yaakov Shmei, his name was Rab Yaakov, that Hochayom Rabasi, this is Allah that Rabasi said, that Omar Rebbe Mani, that name of Ramani, that Kishem Shenisha Nikn Tapakalashav Shavaprutam, the same way you can't marry your wife by giving her less than a Shavaprutam, is Kach and Karka Niknis Tapakalash Shavapruta. The same way when you want to go buy Karka, you can't buy Karka with less than a Shavapruta of Kesef. In other words, the Kenyan Kesef has to be with at least a Shavapruta. Omar Leda said back to him, I bought Tanya, we learned, not like that, we learned, Apophi Shane Isha Niklas Mishavapruta, true. Even though when you marry your wife, you cannot do it by giving her less than a Shavapruta, but still the locher is Karka. When you want to buy Karka property, here it's Niknis, Pipokas Mishavapruta. You could buy Karka even by paying less than a Shavapruta. So, what's the Kasha and Rabasi? Or Malay, so they answered back, and Yaakov answered back, Kitanya hi Bechalipin. You know what this price says here, that you could buy Karka with less than a Shavapruta? It does not mean with a kinyan of Kesef, but it means with a kinyan of Chalipin. That means you give the person that's selling you the field your handkerchief, a kli, even though it's worth less than a Shavapruta, and he anola, he's being kind of the handkerchief, he's being makna back to you, his Karka. The Tanya, because we learned like this, that kinyan the kli, you could buy something with a kli that's kinyan Chalipin, even though the kli itself is not worth a shavapruta. For kinyan chalipin, chalipin works even with a kli that's not worth a shavapruta. And that's why we said before, midrabbonin, you're not allowed to marry your wife with a kinyan chalipin. Because since the kinyan chalipin is being done with less than a shavapruta, it's not called kesef, kinyan kesef. Then the Gemara says, Hoda Yosef, then they sat down again, Ukam, and they said like this, Hoda Yom Rav Yudah Mashmuel. That's what Rav Yudah said over the name of Shmuel. That kol sheni yodei b'tiv gidin kedushin. Any person that does not know clearly the halachis of gidin and kedushin, lo yehe lo yestiki mohin. He should not have to do with it. He should not be the masadik kedushin. He should not be a dayan by these halachis. If you don't know the halachas, don't be active in these halachas. To be a dayan in these things. And Amr Abbas, Yom Rav Yechanan, V'koshim l'yeylam, yoysim midar hamavl. Shno, if a person does this in yonim, in other words, we're afraid of paskin wrong, he'll be mat like an erva, that's a worse chet than the dar hamavl did. Shalem, because the apostle says, Noshaya, Allah, they swore, the chichesh, they lied, v'rtzech, they killed, v'gonoth, they stole, v'niyach, they had niyach, adultery. Parts of it spread out, v'domim nogu, and blood touched blood. So the Gemara says, my mashma, how do we know that the Pasuk is talking about the main thing that they did, the chet of Aroyas, kidim matargim Rav Yosef, like Rav Yosef was matargim, the unkles over here, that says that Pasuk means, moldin bonim minoshin chavrehim, that they gave birth from the wives of somebody else. In other words, they had aznus, that men live with other people's wives. And choyven al choyven maisifin is dom nogu means that one choyv, one avera was bigger than the other one. But still, the pasuk says, "I came to Yovel Oretz." Therefore, the Oretz should be avelis like biumla koyosh veivo, and everybody will feel bad inside it. But chayus asod even the chayus nasod vayf hashemayim vegam dege hayom yesofu. Even the fish will also be gathered, will be killed. This is what says by the chet over here. Now, vila, but the hamabu, we know, la nigzu gzera, al dogum shabiyam, but the hamabu was, the gzera was not upon the fish. Shinema, the posik says, mikola shabach rovim esum, for la dogum shabiyam, that the fish did not die, only was on the dry land. Vila hawk over here by the chet of Aroyas, afilu dogum shabiyam, they also got the punishment. Right, by the mabu. But for la dogum shabiyam, but the fish in the ocean, they did not die by the mabu. Vilu hocham ashenken over here by the chet of having znus, here afilu dogim shebiyam, here even the fish of the yam also died. So kids, you see, like if you be paskin the wrong halachas by ishus, that you be matur and erv, you be matur and eshes ish with another man, that's a worse chet and the punishment is worse than the dar hamabel. So Gemara asks, what's the right from this pasuk? V'yema diyavu the kulu. Maybe this punishment is only if somebody does all of these things. He swears, he lies, he steals, he kills. Maybe then you get such a big punishment. But maybe just for niyuf, you don't. So Gemara says, "Lois sakadai." Of this you can't think. The pasuk says, "Kimifnei olah of loritz," because of a curse, because of a swearing false, then the oritz should be avelis. So you see, the swearing is by itself. So Gemara says, "True, but v'yema." Maybe I'll say olah luchud. True. Maybe that chet is terrible. If you swear false, for that alone you get this punishment. But the other aveiros, l'chudayun,